Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown are made for Melbourne. The Chrissy, Sam and Brownie podcast.
Here we are for you, Melbourne. It's Chrissy, Sam and Brownie without a Dino.
Hello.
How do you do, all of you?
Morning all.
How are you?
Oh, it's good to be here.
Always.
I can't believe that I missed the first evictee from... They don't get evicted, do they? What are they? You know, they're eliminated from The Bachelor last night.
Not evicted, just publicly rejected.
F1.
F1, man. It's brutal business, the game of love.
Very likeable too, Amy.
Yeah, she was great, but you could tell straight away she wasn't right for Richie.
Oh, could you?
Yeah.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't even watch then.
Straight away you could see.
Why is
it
that?
Wasn't going to work.
She's too tall.
There's not so much a problem with that.
Too tall?
Too tall for Richie.
No, you can...
Great height.
It's 2016, Brownie. You can have a discrepancy in height. But
Adrianna's taller than you, Ping.
Yes, she's 7'4".
There you go. There you go.
Hey, I heard
I
about
rest
you
my case.
The first time you saw a naked person.
Yes.
That was an amazing story.
It's very exciting.
6:20. Remember the first time I saw a naked woman? Seriously. 1982 Grand Final, Carlton versus Richmond.
Oh, yes.
Helen D'Amico.
The Streaker was the first time ever that I saw a naked woman. Mm.
She ended up, I think, being either a guide at a strip club in Adelaide.
Yes.
Didn't see that coming.
By guide, I think I mean stripper.
No,
but I'm not 100% sure.
Correct.
Dad said she's a very lovely lady.
Had the crazy horse in Adelaide.
Yeah, crazy horse.
Crazy horse.
First time I saw a naked woman.
First one I saw was in European vacation when Rusty was sitting with the German backpacker. Remember that, Swan?
Of course I remember it.
Of course I remember. It's my screensaver.
He just said, do you remember that, Swan? And pointed to Pang. And then he looked at me and he went, Pang? To me. Yeah. I'm Chrissy Swan and that is Pang.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Just a couple of quick hitters. I know that I'm not all over American politics. It's just hard to get away from, Brandon.
It makes you sound so smart, though, don't you think?
Oh, well, that's not why I'm doing it. But just for instance.
But it's a nice sight effect.
No, all my knowledge of US politics just comes from The West Wing.
Right.
And, of course, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Distinguished gentleman.
Thank you, Brownie. That's it.
Did you rehearse that?
No. We've got a wheelhouse here of the distinguished gentleman.
I've never even heard of the distinguished gentleman.
Really?
Yeah.
Eddie Med.
Oh, hang on, no. Was the VHS cover picture of him with the White House in relief in the background?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
And
well
in capital
done.
Letters with one, like, cursive, the distinguished gentleman?
Yes, because basically he had the same name as, you know, his kind of, his local politician, who died. And he said, I'll just run as that name or something similar, and got in.
Oh, I love it.
How did that politician die?
No, I don't know, really. I can't remember.
he was shagging the mistress and had a heart attack.
Classic.
Timeless. A classic.
That's, classic way to go.
That's the way I want to go.
So what a way to go, huh?
Mid-stroke.
So
take it easy.
I wanted to... God, I hope Rachel Griffith's not listening to this annoying.
Oh, my God. If there is a God, please, no. How embarrassing.
Rachel, if you're in the car on your way in and your publicist thought, we'll just have a listen to the show you're going on at 10:30, turn off now and just meditate or something.
I just saw a limo hook a U-turn out on Victoria Street.
Smoked them up at the front and heading off in another direction. Anyway, that is ridiculous. That is the longest run-up to all I wanted to say is Bill Clinton was on stage yesterday supporting Hillary.
Yes.
Do you know the big takeaway I had from his half an hour up there? He proposed to Hillary 3 times.
I know.
Did you know that?
3 times. So she obviously said no twice.
Well, yes, Brownie. Logically.
Just have something ready from 7:30 to 8:30. Rachel Griffiths is not coming on. She's not coming on now. Not after hearing
Ray
that.
Ray might have been married and then divorced, remarried. Just clarifying.
Then divorced, then married
then
again.
Married again. That's right. It does happen.
Don't you think that we would have known about that, though, if the first couple had been married and remarried
a few
times?
I'm not au fait with Bill Clinton's history, Swan.
No, well, that's plainly obvious. Because I said that... He'd proposed 3 times, and your immediate theory was possibly they were married, divorced, and then married again.
Well, our man over at a rival radio station's following in that path.
Yeah, well, you know, by the way,
who
you should...
is he talking about?
Oh, go on. Go on, Big Col.
Our man Fev just did that.
Oh, yes, he did. That's right.
Yeah, so that's got logic.
Yeah, that's continue. Always another lesson for life there. Always do what the program manager says to do. Hey, I got one for you. What about this? Formula One chief, but no, it's real. It's true love. I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's not just a stunt.
Let's
for
talk
radio.
About the Clintons.
No, the Clintons are done. I want to talk about Formula One chief Bernie Eccleston's mother-in-law kidnapped in Sao Paulo. Can you believe this?
What are they doing there?
Well, the mother-in-law lives there.
Oh, right, okay.
She lives in Sao Paulo.
Okay.
The numbers that you might need to know. So Bernie Eccleston, Brownie, you would have done time with Bernie.
He's the supremo of Formula One.
He's 85 years old. He's worth, you know, $2 billion.
Yeah.
His wife's 38. His mother-in-law, 67. The ransom is 36.
So he's 20 years older than his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Go Bernie.
Yeah. He's proposed to her 3 times too, by the way. Ended up with the daughter. Hey, but the only thing I wanted to say was that's it's just reminding me of mother-in-law. You know, mother-in-law jokes used to be a real thing.
Are they not a real thing anymore?
I don't think so.
No, I think they've come off because there are so many good mothers-in-law.
That's right. I think things have changed, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
So I've kind of just brought that up to acknowledge the demise of of mother-in-law
it's
jokes.
It's a sad day.
Let's
mark the occasion today.
Maybe when we do Jokes Aren't Funny next Wednesday, we can get someone to ring up with their best mother-in-law joke.
It did remind me of the other. I just got back from the greatest trip of all time. Took my mother-in-law to the airport. But
They're still funny.
That is the original.
A ripper.
It was written on the pyramids, that one.
One man, many questions, 100% honesty.
Wouldn't expect anything less from the Brisbane Lions captain.
Have all the answers.
I run on me face.
Ask Brownie.
Here we are.
My favourite segment of the week. Mondays and Thursdays. You get to ask Brownie anything you want.
It's all those things that you're like, why is the sky pink sometimes? Mm. And all those questions. Brownie seems to know everything.
Got stumped, though, on Monday.
Yes.
Catch 22.
Catch 22 stumped me. The meaning behind Catch 22.
So 13, 24, 10. If you've got a question.
I've got a quick one just to kick things off, Swan, if that's all right.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
What do you got for me, Samuel?
Many, many people enjoy your special comments on the Fox Footy network. many people would also be unaware that you're out of contract at the end of this year.
Oh.
So my question to you is, next year, if you continue on in the football industry commentating, do you think you'll be on Fox Footy or Channel 7?
What does that mean?
Just ask Brownie, ask him anything you want.
Did you say that?
No, I don't believe you, Pang. I feel like you know something.
I don't know anything. That's why I'm asking.
Brownie.
Yeah, right. Well, I am out of contract. I believe I'll be with Fox Footy.
Oh, do you believe it, do you?
Well, who knows?
Are either of those parties talking to you or your management, Jonathan?
Not sure.
Rightio.
Not sure at this stage.
No, good answer. Not sure. Thanks.
I'm
glad
sure
I asked.
I'm sure something will get done by the end of the season.
And you had to...
Well, let's get through 2016.
Peng, you're a very silly man. Strike. What about it? And? I don't make the rules, he says. I don't make them. I just break them.
The little man just standing in the corner like you peed your pants again. You all right?
I told you not to bring that up.
Go carefully. Tread carefully, Pengulare.
I don't care. I'm going out with a bang.
13-24-10. 13-24-10, what is your question?
I'm not going to play golf with you anymore.
Come on, guys.
Don't. I don't like it when my two dads fight like this. 13-24-10, what's your question for Brownie? Sharon from Croydon. Sharon, forgive my naughty puppy friends. Sharon, what is your question for Brownie?
Hi. I want you to look into the future and tell me if I will ever marry again.
Will she ever marry again? Why are all the men laughing? I think this is a very valid question.
A bit hard.
Especially with this voice.
Sharon, can you just give me a little bit of background, please? Will
you... I'm really hot. I'm in my late 40s.
Oh, you're a MILF? Sorry.
I've travelled the world.
Cougar, sorry.
Yeah, how old are you, by the way?
34.
I like personality, so... Oh,
so you were married. How long have you been separated for?
Oh, 16 years.
Wow.
Oh, jeez. Well, I think you'd be very...
But I've had long-term partners in that time.
Okay.
I might have been the wrong answer.
What are you scared of?
I'm not scared of anything. I'm very happy within myself.
Well, I think you're a very good chance to get married, providing you find the right partner.
Thank you.
Do you think that Tinder or a dating website? Because I've got one of my best mates who is in his early 50s.
Let's not talk about Gary Lyon.
Maybe we could what's his name?
I mean,
Roscoe just met a girl on Tinder. And they got straight off Tinder, and now they're close to her.
Are you suggesting getting off Tinder is the way to
No,
to
they
love.
Met on Tinder. Mm. They got on Tinder. First, what do they do? First swipe, met the girl, and now they've been going out for the last 12 months.
Oh, that's okay.
So maybe Tinder's the go, Dino.
Yeah, no, it's not that great.
Get onto Tinder,
anyway,
I reckon,
you're a good
Sharon.
Chance. Get out there, Sharon.
Trent
from Frankston. Yes, hello. Hello, darling. What's the question for Brownie?
I've got a question for Pank.
Well, it's not really the right segment, but what do you say,
well, we
guys?
Can do that.
Ask Pangy.
I'm happy to Trent. I've got it. I'm happy to take your question.
Okay. Why are pirates good dancers?
Are we doing jokes aren't funny?
Jokes
aren't funny on a Wednesday, Trent. But go on, mate.
Why are pirates good dancers, Pang?
Why are pirates good dancers, Trent?
Because they are.
Trent, never call this station again, mate.
Trent, this is a Trent loving it.
Trent, well done, mate. Good stuff. Yeah, get off.
Have you got any more calls? Have we got any more calls?
One more, mate.
Righto, one more.
Brandon
from Tulla International Airport. What is your question for Brownie?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, mate.
Brownie, I was just wondering if you had the choice between firing Pang or having a new Lethal Weapon movie come out with the original cast, what would you choose?
God, no brainer.
Mate, I'd fall on the sword for that one.
That's pretty easy. I definitely think I'd go for firing Pang.
Yeah.
After that question.
Hang on, is Danny Glover still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, he is.
Firing Pang.
Nova. Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
Okay, so get ready.
Chrissy's celebrity stuff.
So apologies to you, Pang, if you're not into The Bachelor, because I am, and I've been waiting for this day for a very long time. Bachelor returned to our screens last night. We've already lost two. Natalie, a communications officer from WA, and Amy, a development manager, whatever that is, from Melbourne.
On the first night, they lose two.
Boom. Out.
Out.
Wow.
And
one girl walked off.
And one girl walked off. Exactly. Very sadly for us, because she was a little slice of heaven. Massive bogan. Her name was Vintea. Mm. She swore so much.
Swore more than me.
I'm going to miss her. Have a listen.
My earrings are so f***ing heavy. Yeah. And my f***s are so f***ing, like, up to my neck. But I've never had boobs this big in my life. Like, they're so big. Like, I'm just like, holy f***. No, they're heavy as these earrings. Don't even get me started on the earrings.
Not a word of a lie. That is how she speaks.
And she walked off. Why?
I'm so sad about it. She said it wasn't for her. Have a listen, though, of her synopsis of Richie.
He's got good alignment with his teeth. He's a good size, and I'd probably eat that face. Yeah.
She sounds like she's describing a good puppy in a litter.
Eat that face.
She may be the greatest thing of the... In Ep 1, you may have already seen the best thing.
I agree. It's so sad.
Yeah, they would have been. The producers would have been outside going, "You sure? You sure you really want to do this?" They would have tried to talk her back in.
Oh, yes, they would have so badly, but they failed. So she has gone. So we actually lost three last night. Now, competition to get Richie's attention at last night's cocktail party in the Tuscan Manor got pretty brutal. Have a listen to Georgia, the artist from Melbourne.
It's another intercept. Like, we're playing footy tonight or something. Shit.
Yo, the footy
Sorry, are we...
Dino laughs. Dino can't believe. Dino, you are just going to love the whole season of The Bachelor with me. Wait. You and I are going to fall even more in love.
How many eps?
Mate, 10,000. It's one of those ones like My Kitchen Rules that seems to never end.
Oh, it's on twice a week.
Thank God for that. It's on again tonight. And Lady Eliza, who, Pangy, you missed, Brownie. Of course, you're all across it because it's 7:30 after all. This is Lady Eliza, who sang by way of introduction to The Bachelor, and Kira, the series villain, weighs in on it.
Look at you, my heartbeat is forever.
Oh my God, oh, it's coming out. Sorry. I'm singing. Babes.
Eliza is crazy.
She is a lunatic.
Zing.
But Eliza thought she did a good job with the singing.
Oh my gosh, it went pretty well.
Yeah, he digged it. Definitely. Yeah.
Past tense of to dig is digged, according to Eliza.
She had a few. She tried again with the singing later on. She looked like she'd had a few.
She would not let it go, and I salute her for that.
I'm serious. How many apps do you know? Is it 10 or is it 20?
Oh, no, it's a lot. It's 20. At least 20.
Yeah. You'd love it, Bang.
Mate, it's payback.
Is that mouth working?
No, not when you say I'd love it. I'll watch an episode. When is it on?
Tonight's on again tonight.
Rachel Griffiths. She's the Tim Tam of Australian actors. Australians can't get enough of her. Then America found out about her, and now they're truly addicted, and they think she's from the US. You may have seen her in Muriel's Wedding, Brothers and Sisters, 6 Feet Under, additional cast on Fast Forward, Police Rescue and House Husbands. Quite a bit. Here's Rachel.
Hey. Here she is, bringing class and beauty to everything she does, Rachel Griffiths.
Oh, thank you. What an intro.
Now, we are going to talk about you and how brilliant you are and your incredible body of work. But first, let's talk about cutting the chains of slavery, which is what you really are passionate about at the moment.
It's, yes. I've been a patron of a wonderful organisation called Hagar, and we raise a lot of funds locally through Australia, which go to our organisation in Cambodia. We also operate in Afghanistan, and we take people who have been rescued from slavery, also children who have come out of, you know, pedophile rings. Last year, we took some cases off some of the fishing boats. They were boys that had been enslaved on fishing boats, you know, in the Thai Gulf for up to 5 years.
We just think that slavery is a thing of the past.
It's so not. I know. And it's why I got involved in this, because I, you know, you think of slavery and you think of roots.
Yes.
And you think, well, that's all behind us, thank God. But actually, there's anywhere between 25 and 50 million slaves in the world today. And the price of a human life is, you know, some people say as low as $100. So it's there is a modern scourge, and believe it or not, it does touch many of our lives, from what we wear to, you know, our tourist experiences in Southeast Asia. It's around us and we don't necessarily see it. But we have teamed up with this amazing organisation, 11 Australia, and it's a very, very inspiring model, because they supply product to hair salons. They came to one of our anti-slavery lunches and said, well, this is, we've got to help, you know, how can we help?
Yeah.
And really brilliantly, they thought, well, we've got this incredible network across Australia. We'll engage our network. And I think this could work in so many different industries. If you're an auto parts supplier, or, you know, anyone that is constantly networking with their business. So they went to all the businesses that they relate to and said, we've come up with this idea, Style for Life Day, one day a year, everyone in the salon donates the time, from the owner to the newest apprentice.
To the one that sweeps up the hair.
Exactly.
Feel sorry for that one.
No, hair sweeper. No, you got to start somewhere.
Or the hair washer.
It's still showbiz. Anyway, so this one day, you know, the clients reach out. I think hairdressers are probably, you know, the most emotionally intelligent profession on the planet.
They're, agree.
You know, they're part best friend, part counsellor, part news broadcaster, part gossip filter. They're great for a chat. So they've been communicating to their clients about slavery and what inroads you can make. Now, all the proceeds on Style for Life Day go to retraining people who have been rescued from these positions. Because if you give people a trade, for example, some of the boys that came off the fishing boats, they've been trained in iPhone repairs.
Wow.
So you go, well, if you can fix a phone, you're worth so much more.
Of course.
Than on a fishing boat. So you give somebody a trade. We're also, of course, doing a lot of hairdressing little traineeships because, you know, in Southeast Asia, if you can work in one of the hotels as a hairdresser, then you're worth
you're
a lot
on
more.
Your way. That's
you're
right.
on your way mm. and you can support perhaps your child who doesn't end up in one of these orphanages, mm. which, by the way, are mostly not full of orphans in Cambodia, just to tell you that.
Well, what are they full of?
Well, it's, you know, that started out in with some very well-meaning people. Unfortunately, it's become a bit of a kind of orphanage industry for, you know, for Westerners to come in and feel good and get hugged by orphans and raise
no.
money. But a lot of, you know, unfortunately, I think we know now we don't have orphanages. Why don't we have orphanages? Because it's not the best model for raising children.
Yeah.
And we know that the foster situation is better. So the best organisations in Southeast Asia are raising money to keep children with their family, and if that's impossible, to find another family that you can fund. But, you know, it doesn't feel as sexy to just pay you $24 a month and keep your foster child with their family.
That's
it
right.
feels nice to fly in and go into the orphanage and be hugged and feel good. But I just
wow.
I would caution people to think about that. But getting back to this, yeah, so we're, you know, training girls who have been sex workers into hairdressing. And as hairdressers know, it's a trade for life, and it can completely change your life. Once
absolutely.
You have a trade.
If you want to find out more, head to the website Hagar, hagar.org.au. Rachel Griffiths. Melbourne where, local, if yeah. you, do, if
where
you
did
don't
you
hardly
two
mind.
Meet? Where did you first
just
meet?
Just around the traps, hasn't it?
Yeah,
around the
traps. Some trap, some Melbourne trap. I've always been a big fan of Chrissy.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Huge fan.
Really?
Can we cut
yeah.
that up? Hey. Sam looks so surprised.
I was nervous coming in here.
Fast forward,
yeah. Yeah, she's one of my icons.
Oh.
She's a pioneer.
She's a pioneer.
She's a glass ceiling breaker.
All right.
Smashed it all over
right,
the place. Enough,
right, she's enough.
Easy, would she?
Me and Brownie, hey. Me and Brownie done some stuff, but don't worry about it. Don't pretend you haven't seen On the Couch every Monday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to know where you got your voice, Brownie. What have you been doing?
Scotch and
Gaspers.
Was that
ACDC? Where did that voice get ripped up?
Well, I actually...
ripped up.
I actually did get
I'm worried for your long career, I am. Good. I don't think you're using your voice well.
No, Scotch and Gaspers. You reckon I need some vocal lessons?
No, I think I've got this spray called Singer's Throat Spray. All the opera singers in New York, I'm gonna bring in a little...
Bring
in a little bottle there for you on my next trip to the States.
That's good, because I am prone to a big night out before we come into work, so that'll be handy for me. I'm not just spraying it.
It's, you know, obviously, you know, booze and gaspers, but also, didn't you have like a knee from some flying
football?
Yeah, I fractured my hyoid, which protects, the hyoid bone protects your vocal cords.
Yeah.
So, and still like that. So there's a little bit of a husk in there.
Will you name names there?
Yeah, Luke McFarlane from Fremantle. <so. laughs>
Luke.
Happy to clean
him
up. Hope
you're listening, Luke.
Have you got some? Because I have to ask. She's a famous actor, and I always ask the famous actors.
Go ahead.
My question.
Give her an idea of who you've already asked.
I made my debut with this question with Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
And... I probably didn't get a great answer.
You're going to get a way more disappointing answer from
me. I thought it was a very good question. How do you remember your lines?
Okay, no, it's a good question. It's a good question.
Not a good question, Rach.
If you stalk me, there'll be some really funny social media footage to be gotten out of this. So I can't learn them sitting down. I record them in my phone, and then I pop my headphones on and I go for a walk, sometimes 2-3 hours. And I'm acting as I'm walking and gesticulating. Is that a word? I'm
gesticulating. Right.
Thank
yes.
you. Thanks for that. Yes. So much smarter than me. And I'll just repeat. But I've got to do it out loud on the day. So you might see me walking along the street and just think, oh, that Rachel, she's really...
She's pulling a full Lindsay Lohan.
Rachel,
that's
I'm not doing this because you're in our presence,
yeah.
but that is the best answer I've ever received
Hands
for that question.
Down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better than Samuel L. Jackson. I asked him and
you
he
said...
You
can't learn lines in your head. You just can't. You've got to put them in your mouth and you've got to give them air.
Because when you asked Samuel L. Jackson, what did he say?
Easy.
Yeah, not that hard.
Yeah, not that hard.
It's my job.
It's my job.
But he's so contrary. He's got to give you what you don't expect, I reckon.
Yeah, can exactly. I ask you...
But plus, those Bet365 ads are great.
I'm really happy to tell people because, you know, a lot of people have presentations or they actually are in situations where they have to remember, you know, a little speech or it's a, you know, best man speech or it's something at work or, you know, a little prezi. So don't, I just say most people actually need to, just like you're a footballer, you can't practice. There's some things you can practice in your head in the bath. Like, you know, can you practice anything in your head in the bath or do you have to be practicing?
I'll ask Dina what he does in the bath.
Oh, don't take it down there.
All right, you had to go
no,
there.
No, I know what you mean. The words have got to live in your mouth. Yeah. That's where they're coming out.
It's a muscle.
Can I ask you, whenever we meet, you know, super famous actors or, you know, actors, they're on tour and we've got to go into a hotel and, you know, the Amy Schumers and the Samuel L. Jacksons and they all seem so bored by the junkets. And I understand that they must be boring. Is there any way that you can say when you're promoting a big film, and I know you've done many, or TV show, is there any way that you can say, you know, I'm just not up to it and I don't want to do it? Is that an option or are you forced to do it?
No, you look, I say I act for free and I get paid to do publicity and it just makes me feel better. Like, I've been paid a lot of money to talk to you today, but I haven't been paid for all the work I just did. So I'm just like, I can't believe how much money I'm making right now. It makes me feel good inside.
So great.
So there is a bit of that. But I think that what unfortunately happened with the junkets, they got really efficient. And once they worked out you could do all these, you know, not move the camera and just have all the different people sit in the same and you sometimes they're like 16 hours where you don't go outside and you're being asked the same questions.
Right.
So I think smart people have come up with things like karaoke carpool because suddenly if that's in the middle of your junket, you know, you're looking forward to it. And you're like, oh, that's going to be awesome. Or, you know, some of the skits that you do on The Late Show, junkets have become, I think, aware that
They don't get the best from the talent. They
don't get the best from you guys either because you're in the same room as the other guys just left and you know, the seat's still wet and you sit on it and you're like, oh, God, there's nothing healthy about this.
Rachel Griffiths, we're watching you at the moment on Barracuda. Go to hagar.org.au to find out about cutting the chains of slavery.
We're going
to
change the world one blow dry at a time.
God love you, Rachel. Please don't be a stranger.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
Here we are, Melbourne, with you. It's Chrissy, Sam and Brownie.
Morning. Studio's got a little bit of buzz, I would argue.
It is. Rachel Griffiths, Oscar-nominated actress, Golden Globe winner, and just one of the best people you'll ever
meet. She's a cracker.
Yeah, she is.
Mate, just ready to help here if you need, Brownie. But I've never seen someone... Sometimes, the small talk off-air, it's pretty, you know, disposable.
Mm.
But... Mate, Rachel, very, very concerned and committed about your voice and getting you this spray.
What's it called again?
She's found some pharmacies in New York for me.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called. It's bloody... Anyway, whatever it is.
Well,
the throat lubricant.
Yeah.
There you go. Simple as that. It'll probably come up with a better name than that.
I wonder if it'll change much. Do you think, you know, I like his voice, don't you?
Well...
It'd be weird if it was different. It's like... I don't know, smooth and leathery.
Imagine if he just, like, squirt, squirt, and then out comes, like, Glenn Ridge or something.
You could have gone.
You know, or Baby John Burgess. Someone else's voice entirely.
Barry White.
God, we can have some fun with that. In fact, we'll do it. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
at this time.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Some sad news. If you've read any footballer's player profile in the last 20 years, I would argue when it gets to the question, favourite movie, what do they say?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, God, it's so boring.
Whoa.
Hey,
Look, it's a nice movie. It's a great movie. But, you know, it's
a great movie now, is it?
It's a great movie.
It's gone from boring to nice, now it's great.
The answer's boring.
Yeah, the answer's boring.
It's like Shawshank Redemption's everyone's favourite movie. The question should be, what is your favourite movie apart from Shawshank Redemption?
Well, then it's Rocky. Easy.
Of course.
But in some sad news, the big oak tree, Brownie, from the Shawshank Redemption, that great symbol of hope, has blown down in heavy winds. It started rotting in 2011, and so the end was inevitable. But
well, I think that's symbolic of the way the world's going. To you,
so sad, because that was where Andy Dufresne left the little box of money and a note for Red, Morgan Freeman's
that's
character.
That's right.
It said, "Remember Red." This is what the note said. Hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies.
Apart from the oak tree.
Yeah, that's gone.
Which died.
It's a big tree too. A big girth on it.
Big tree.
Yeah.
Sad to go. I wish I'd visited it. Many people visited it.
Did they?
Yeah. In other news from movies of the past, you know the house that Buffalo Bill lived in Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, is it the one where Jodie Foster knocks on the door and there's that great scene where you don't know who's coming up the path, Jodie Foster and another girl knocking on the door and then he answers?
Correct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was in Pennsylvania. And that sold a couple of weeks ago. You could have bought it.
To a fan or to a, like,
I don't know, but it's
murderer.
It went for $200,000. What I'd say to that is that, like, these things are just there. These oak trees, of course. The house used in the castle has been in the news because that may be sold and made into town.
Developed.
Just made me think about things from television and film that if you had an opportunity to get, what would they be? Rachel Griffiths, I asked this on the way out.
Yeah,
because she's been in movies and film. She grabbed two chairs from the set of Six Feet Under, and she's got them in her house.
That gives me goosebumps. I love that.
If you had, like, I always thought, because I loved the show, that if I could get my hands on the couch from Seinfeld, that would be like awesome. Yeah, man. I'm pretty sure that Seinfeld's got that himself.
I was recently offered the circular couch from my House of Big Brother 13 years ago,
and
I declined the offer.
Right, yeah. Just how quickly we forget the show where you got to start. Couldn't give us stuff.
No, do you know what I would get? I would get, do you remember I Dream of Jeannie?
Yeah.
I would get the Jeannie bottle. Do you remember the Jeannie bottle
that would be awesome.
That she lived in?
That is a good one.
Oh, my God, I would love that.
I grew up, I love Cheers. There's so many, by the way.
I was going to say, what? One of the bar stools from Cheers.
Is that what you'd like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to involve drinking. So, yes, I would endorse this purchase, Brownie.
You don't want the meth lab from Breaking Bad? What about here's one for you, Brownie. Help me out. The robot that Rocky... Remember Rocky's robot in Rocky IV?
Yes!
Imagine having that, Swan.
I've got no idea what you're talking about, but I'm sure it's amazing.
Became like Paulie's girlfriend. The robot?
The bicycle from E.T.?
Oh, yes, I'd love that.
You'd like that?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Well, you know Gary Shandling, one of my favourite comedians who passed away, was for the Larry Sanders Show. He's great.
Yes.
He played a talk show host in that show, Brownie. When that was over, the desk that he used on the show as the fictional talk show host, he put that in his garage. And he would have people come over and get him to sit in the chair and interview them.
That is awesome. Anyway. That's like taking the man cave to another level.
Yeah. That is.
Yes.
Do you want to see what our lovely listeners would like if they could just have one thing?
If you could have one thing.
From a television show or movie, what would it be? Mine would be the bottle from I Dream of Jeannie. I would just love that.
I'd take the robot from Rocky IV.
Brownie, one thing.
Rambo's red hair tie.
Ooh. Beauty. Boom, I can see it framed in the bar up at the farm.
Not the knife.
I think the red hair tie would be a nice touch.
Don't question him, Peng.
I wouldn't be able to get it through customs or through the airport.
I got one, actually. I got one more. You know in National Lampoon's Vacation, Chevy Chase, when he comes out wearing those white shoes Uncle Eddie gave him, if I could get those, Brownie...
What about the car? I love the car with the panelling, the timber panelling, the station wagon.
The family truckster.
The family truckster.
Imagine driving that.
I would love that.
Oh, yeah.
Paul from Taylor's Hill, what is the one thing you'd love off telly?
I think I'd have to go for the throne from Game of Thrones.
With all the swords in it.
Good. Oh, yeah, nice.
You can buy a replica, but do you want the real thing?
Oh, I thought about making one, but yeah, I think I prefer the real thing.
Man, if you make one, please send us a photo. It would be so funny.
Have a crack at it.
IKEA, just pop down there, grab one. IKEA should start selling them.
Just as an aside, if anyone has attempted to make their own Game of Thrones,
oh, yes.
I would really love to see that. So call us for that too, 132410, because I want to see that. Hashtag nailed it. Debbie from Epping, yeah. What is the one thing you would love?
The latex outfit Olivia Newton-John wore in Greece.
Oh, yes. Debbie. You know, yes. Debbie, she put that on not that long ago and it still fit her.
Yes.
Oh, it's just stunning. I know Mrs. Beckham herself did offer a lot of money back in the day for it.
Really?
But it wasn't for sale.
Couldn't get it.
Couldn't get it.
So guess what? Isn't that a... Well done, Murray Chagoni.
She recently auctioned it, actually, to raise money for her cancer awareness.
Yes, the Cancer Wellness Centre here in Melbourne.
She's performing just try it on?
Who?
Did she perform in the latex when she put it on? Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I think so. Oh, I don't know. No, I can't say. Unauthorised question.
She sang the Australian National Anthem at the AFL Grand Final a couple of years ago. Imagine if she had it turned out in the black latex.
Can you even imagine?
Interesting, though, that this is not just for mere mortals. Victoria Beckham tried to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Posh can't get it, no one can.
Exactly.
You're too big for Posh.
Claire Yarra Glen, what would you like? No, in fact, what do you own?
What?
My husband has the bar from Blue Heelers in his man cave.
Shut the front door!
The whole bar?
How did he get that?
Oh, let's just say he worked in the industry.
And stole it at the end of the show.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Exactly what
Radio.
It is.
Nice.
Let's just say he stole it.
Wow. And do you two just often have a drink there, Claire?
Well, it's in the man cave, so it's his domain of the house and where he watches footy, because I'm not a big footy fan, so I just leave it to him and his mates to have their moments.
Have you fought over it?
No, not at all.
Good on you. You're lying. Claire, is you lie like a rug.
Has he had the taps installed, Claire?
I dust it and clean it. That's my job.
You dust and clean it, but can he pour a beer from it?
No, it's not got mechanics attached to it to be able to pour it.
It's ornamental.
We'll get on the CUB and we'll fix that up.
Brownie, you keep promising stuff on the CUB, and do you know what we see from your promises?
Yeah, front door all. That's what we see.
Front door all?
Yeah, nothing.
You never
nothing.
Know. The boys nothing. Might be listening this morning. Might be a little prezzy for you.
Promises this. Oh, since I ran for the chippy, 6-7 months we've been waiting. Not even a bottle top. Anonymous female. Oh, this must be good. What is the one thing from telly that you would like?
Sampang.
Mate, you are not alone. Do you have any idea of the sensation this man has caused in this city?
Oh, I do.
What's going on? Like, what? He's got the Kavorka, this man. Everybody's mad for him.
This segment's taking a bit of a turn. We're talking about fun TV stuff.
This is good. What's Sam's appeal to you?
I think the funniness.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not and also biceps. He's hot. He's hot as well. He's hot
ripping,
too.
Ripping
hot. Yeah. Ripping hot. My husband said I could leave him for you.
Wow. Oh, it's got to be more than the funniness, because let's face it, Rodney Dangerfield is funny as well. And you're not leaving your husband for Rodney Dangerfield, are you?
No,
Sam looks
not.
Like Rodney Dangerfield.
You.
No, I'm saying that, you know, it's more. He's also hot. He's a very hot man.
What's this caller's name?
Anon. She won't own up.
You were wise to keep your name private. Nova, Chrissy Swan,
Sam Pang, and Jonathan Brown. Okay, so get ready. Chrissy's celebrity stuff.
Now, first things first, Richie the Bachelor is lurking at our door. So I'll make this quick. Lindsay Lohan has told her father that she's pregnant. And he says, I believe her because she told me. Mate, you'll believe anything. If you believe that, you'll believe anything.
Why do you say that?
Because she's having a tough time, right? And
really? Back on the booze.
Sometimes people say things for attention that are not true. I'd want to see the line on the wee stick, personally.
Oh, she'll probably Instagram it later on.
I was just going to say, be careful what you wish for, Swan. Now, Tom Hiddleston, who is going out with Taylor Swift. Did anybody here know who Tom Hiddleston was before he went out with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, he was in the Thor movies, Brandon.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But did you know him? When I said Tom Hiddleston, Did you go, he's in Thor? Or did that come later?
Oh, that's a good question. Mm. Yeah, maybe later.
Later.
Now it's there called Swiftleston.
Mm. We wanted that. It's actually Hiddle Swift. We got pipped at the post. Sorry, Zito.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. It didn't work.
And they talked him up to be the next James Bond.
Correct. He has just been crowned Rear of the Year.
Is that a competition we're doing on this show?
I don't know. Is it, Pang?
What is Rear of the Year? What's that official?
Is it, Pang?
Do you want to do it?
Mm. Yep.
You start off.
We've already had Brownie's bum, crack included on Instagram. Everyone was outraged. Oh, Brownie, we don't want to see you crack.
Oh, Rear of the Year, as in, sorry, you're about to say that he's got a nice
bum.
Right.
What did you think I was talking about?
As in, you know, ass of the year, as in he's a dick.
Oh, no, no. He's got a great bobbin, as my kids call it. A great bobbin. And we saw it in The Night Manager. Look at his bobbin. They would say if my kids were watching The Night Manager, which they wouldn't because it's only for grown-ups. I remember that scene. He does have a good bobbin. So I'm having my own competition called Bobbin of the Year.
And is Brownie leader in the clubhouse?
Leader in the clubhouse.
I've seen your bum a few times. You do have an excellent bum, actually.
You don't mind.
Yeah,
nice one.
Yeah,
you don't mind getting it out, do you?
Well, no, I showed it for the tattoo.
And for other reasons I can't remember, but I'm not complaining. You've got a lovely sort of high pert bottom. I'm imagining, Pangy, you don't have much of a bottom.
What is going on?
Look, do you know what's going on? Where are they? This is what's going on. Let me tell you. This show is brought to you.
Yeah, Richard.
By the drug rat on hardcore Dimetapp daytime. Anything can happen.
Richie Bachelor. He has just under 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Already?
Works on oil rigs and a model. At least he doesn't have to oil up before a shoot. Apparently he rocked up onto the auditions and said,
"Hello. Is it me you're looking for?"
This is Richie.
Here he is.
Hey guys, that's the best intro ever.
Listen,
wow.
Look, I'm calling it already. I think you are the most charming bachelor ever.
Thanks,
and I think because you don't have, and I hope you're not offended by this, you don't have that fairy tale quality about you that is unreachable. You're actually just a really lovely, goofy guy.
Yeah, I'm dodgy.
You're a little bit dodgy.
I'm the diamond in the rough, or I'm probably quite rough, I think, yeah.
Oh, I just think you're wonderful. And
thanks,
with the show...
What are you basing that on?
Well, last season, for starters.
What happened last?
You were my favourite last season. In Bachelorette.
Yeah, got to thank the editors for that. They made me look all right.
Mate, you do a good job yourself. Sam isn't across your journey.
That's okay.
He was in Richie was in The Bachelorette with Sam Frost when she ended up choosing Sash, and Richie,
really?
Everybody fell in love with, apart from Sam.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And so he came third. He came third there.
Oh, well, I don't know the show, that well. So you were in love with Sam Frost?
No, I built a fantastic relationship with Sam. At the end of the day, she had a really big decision to make, and it wasn't me.
Yeah.
That is what it is. You know, we're all adults, so. That happened. It was quite exciting.
I've got a question about the show. I'm mad for the show, right?
Oh,
mad
you're not for alone, it. By the way, judging by the buzz in the office.
Jesus,
some of the same sales girls were in here at 4 a.m.
that's when they start, Sam.
To give you an example, it's like our footy season. So, like, you know, when the footy season properly starts, this is how we're excited, all right, because it's on. Yep. It's on like Donkey Kong. Snez and Sam, the minute he saw her at the top of the path, anyone with a set of eyes, including Brownie, knew that it was over.
You called it, Brownie, didn't you?
It was Vogue Rogue in the 1990 Australian Cup. It was 10 in front. Led all the way.
Sam, and we sort of had to go through the motions. Sam and Sam Frost and Sash, boom. Mm-hmm. There was something that happened on that very first episode. That when they ended up together, it was undeniable that there was that moment. Do you think that you've had that moment with any of these girls?
When you're standing there on that very intense first night, you can certainly feel some sparks that do fly. You do have that
free diver
that connection,
for example. I don't know her name.
Megan.
Free driver. Mm. Yes, free diver.
Did you say driver? Free driver? Free driver.
I just said driver, but I didn't
rolling
mean
with
that.
The homies.
It's a Freudian slit, if you know what I mean. Yes, a free diver. You had some sparks with her. Alex, you had sparks with her. Mm. Olena, my God, if you don't have sparks with her, you don't have a pulse.
Yeah, she's
she was Black Cat Suit Lady. Yeah, she was amazing.
What about Eliza when she rolled the song out? What were you thinking?
In fact, we might be able to remind you of that moment. Do we have that, Dino?
The singing bit?
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it, Sam.
Now, do you want it with Kira going nuts?
Nah, okay, I just want it solo.
Here we go.
Look at you. Look at you. I don't twirl for all on you.
I don't twirl for all on you.
Crazy as this may be, how about it, man of mystery? Look at you. My heartbeat is forever new. Can't wait to share this magic with you.
Is she singing that to you?
Yes.
So obviously Eliza's not the one. Eliza hey, doesn't get a rose at some point.
I gave her a rose on that first night. Yeah, it's
felt sorry
it's,
for her.
Yeah, there's a lot going through my mind at that point. You know, you got to have a lot of courage to be able to do that in front of me in that big night and in front of Australia.
Yeah.
You know, I've got the voice of a dying seagull, so I've got a lot of respect for anyone that can sing.
Well, you've got that in common with her, which is a wonderful yeah. place to start.
And we'll never sing again.
I want Eliza to stay in for as long as possible. I'm loving Eliza. I'm loving Kira.
Isn't she fantastic?
She's brilliant. She's commentating the whole thing with the most amazing amount of sass.
So much sass.
Just burning all of them. It's heaven. And I'm also loving Janie, Princess Janie, who loves glitter
sweetheart.
And unicorns. She left behind a shoe because her role model is Cinderella. And I workshopped with the guys here and I said, do you think I could leave my big stinky Birkenstock out for you to collect? And they said no.
I don't think it's that bad. You know, it's one of those moments when there's a shoe around. You don't know if you should pour champagne in it and drink out of it or hand it back to the ladies.
You looked a little bit taken aback though when Janie came out in the Cinderella outfit and started talking like a 12-year-old.
It's full on. There's a lot to take on. But,
you're a beautiful man, mate. You're very, very diplomatic.
I hope you are having a great time. I am,
Sam. It's just unreal.
Have you heard about our cone of silence?
I have.
You have?
It's our time to get chatty.
Wonderful. What happens is we lower this giant silver colander above us, and once it's down, no one can hear what we're talking about. Not the listeners, not Sam, not Brownie.
So many secrets I'm going to get off my chest.
Oh my God.
I just need to open up.
Lower the cone. Okay, here it comes. We're settling in. All right, here we are.
Here we are.
Alone at last.
It's just us.
You're a magnificent creature. Let me just put that down on the record.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Did you think that you would beat Matt in the end? Oh, my God, sorry, no, it's Bachelor, not MasterChef. One second.
That's awesome. He's a good cook, though.
He is a good cook. Are you a good cook?
I can cook. Crispy Tasmanian salmon's my specialty. On a bed of zoodles with a bit of mushroom and some cherry tomatoes.
Sorry, back it up on a bed of...
zoodle noodles, because carbs, you know, I'm shredding for stereo still, so...
Zoodles.
Yeah, zoodles and zucchini noodles.
Oh.
There's a peeler, a special peeler that does it all.
Oh, no, don't worry, I've got that. I've just never used it. Last night I watched the show, loved it, been waiting a long time for it. The ladies, were some just put in there, do you think, for our entertainment and not as a potential match for you?
You know, I think that Warner Brothers did a great job cherry-picking some of the most beautiful and unique women from all across Australia.
Thank you, press release.
How good am I? No, that was
mate,
pretty good. But
you are slick.
You got to always remember, you know, they are making a TV show, and it's got to be entertaining, and there's some exciting things that have got to happen.
Has Blake Garvey been in touch?
Yeah, I met up with Blake in Perth. Said g'day.
Whatever you do... Do not listen to a word he says. He was the worst bachelor ever.
He's under a lot of pressure.
Thank you, press release.
But the thing about being under a lot of pressure, it does create diamonds.
Mate, you are good. If you can say the words Blake Garvey and diamond in the same sentence...
Well, he did give out a diamond ring.
Mate, come on. What is your deal breaker for a lady? What is it?
Oh, gee, that's a big one.
Because there's this writer called Alain de Botton, and he was talking about relationships, and he said, really, what we should do is the minute we meet each other, we should lay it out right there. Day one, these are all the things that make me crazy. Me crazy. So this is what I do. I like true crime. Sometimes I don't flush the toilet. I brush my teeth in the shower. All these things that are potentially annoying. And he says, get them out there, and then if you still... find a partner who's interested, then bang a gong.
See, I don't know about that, because I find it's those quirky, interesting things that make a relationship fun. You know, when you're 3 months deep and then you see something unique and quirky, you're like, oh, that's kind of a bit weird, but I like it.
Are you saying you know more about relationships than philosopher Alain de Botton?
No. I retract everything I just said.
Now, what do you think about younger women? I'm playing a sort of covert game of guess who?
Oh, I like this. Well, the thing is, you've got to have something in common. So, you know, we've all been there where, you know, you've got to, you know, you're sitting down with someone and you're having a bit of a chinwag, and, you know, they've got to have those common interests. So, you know, I guess no matter what age you are and what age gap there is, as long as you've got those common interests, it's fine.
We had the world's greatest detective in here yesterday, Australia's greatest detective. Are you seeing Nikki?
Who?
Nikki.
What, is that the detective's name?
I'm just asking you, are you seeing Nikki? Are you dating Nikki?
Well, on this show I date 22 women, and one of them is called Nikki.
Thank you, press release. Raise the cone.
Oh, that was great.
Whoa, man, it was hot in there, wasn't
what happened?
It?
It got pretty steamy.
Richie, oh my God, we love you. We'll be watching tonight. What time is it on 7:30?
7:30.
We will be front and centre.
Swan, declare it.
I'm declaring Nikki. Who are you declaring?
Oh, who's going to win?
It's like the 86 Cox plate. Our Waverley star, Bone Crusher. But Bone Crusher will be Alex from Victoria.
Okay. Pang?
Oh, television will be the winner.
Thanks, Richie.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Good morning, Melbourne. It's Thursday. Morning, Brownie.
How are you, Swan?
Look, I'm still basking in the afterglow of the new Bachelor season.
Hey, laugh it about.
Oh, mate, it makes my life happy again.
We had the big night at the Jam Factory last night with Richie the Bachelor.
Yes.
And we all get a few listeners? Anyone turn up?
Yes, they did turn up. Yes, in force. It was wonderful. A few drinky poozies, a few prawn twists.
Ooh.
A few prawn twisters, which I love at Gold Class.
What did you do? Did you tell a few stories? Did you just regale the crowd and a few of your stories about your batching days?
I'm not you, Brownie, so there was not too much regaling. There was lots of cuddling and squealing about The Bachelor.
Ooh.
And he was beautiful. He was so good. Everybody got a photo with him.
Good-looking rooster?
Good-looking rooster, but more than that, as a real sweetheart. You know, all these girls coming up shy and he's like, hey, I like your scarf. But it wasn't creepy. It was just, he's really lovely. Best batchy ever.
Did you get it out of him who he actually marries or who he picks at the end
of
the show?
No, I didn't ask. I didn't ask because I knew that I wouldn't get an answer and I just didn't want him to not give me a rose.
On the project, he said he was super duper happy. Is that a bit? That's a bit dorky, isn't it?
It is completely. He's Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch.
Oh, you're getting more action than you.
That's a good point. Okay.
Mate, this pen gets more action than Dino.
I just don't know how this became Attack Me.
Chrissy, Sam, and Brownie for breakfast. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Here's what you're waking up to, Melbourne. Very exciting for fans of footy, and who isn't? Who among us is not?
Mm.
On the front page of the paper, a group of ladies, girls, women in footy jerseys. And it's not just like, oh, I support my kids, taking them to Auskick. These are bona fide footy players.
Looks good, doesn't it, with them finally in the uniforms?
It looks amazing. So they've got a representative, or a couple of representatives in some cases, from the clubs that are doing this. Not all clubs are starting off with women, football. But Carlton, Western Bulldogs, Collingwood and Melbourne, Brisbane Lions. Look, they're having a few.
They're starting off slowly, which is right, about 10 teams, yeah. Which is good.
What I love about it is, and you hear a lot of lamenting from people that love AFL, you know, the men's game, that there's a departure now from the good old days, you know, when a butcher would work during the week and then on the weekends he'd go out to the MCG and he'd kick a football for Richmond. Yeah. And, you know, that has been lost in how professional AFL has become. Not so in the women's league. The women's league are like old VFL players. They've got real jobs. Moana Hope from Collingwood, she's an operations manager, traffic operations manager.
She gets up at 3 a.m. to go to that job.
Collingwood player Emma King, she's a ruck for Collingwood. She works at Coles.
Yes!
I bloody love it. And GWS Giants, they've got Renee Forth. She's a midfielder, 29. She's a sparky.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like, it just does not get better than that. I think the women's league, I think it's offering something different. And I don't think it's just about, you know, gender. No. I think it's a whole spirit of the game.
Well, we have seen
that is missing in the men's.
We've seen a few of the women's games. We haven't seen too many of them yet, but they play an exciting brand of football, Swan. They move the ball fast. There's quite high scoring.
Yeah.
And there's some really good athletes there. It's fantastic
to see. Very exciting. I think they'll be great.
And these girls that are in the paper, these are the franchise players, they'll get about $25,000 for the 8-week season next year, which is pretty good money. It's a good start, at least. It's a good starting point.
Yeah.
Some of the young drafted players will get $2,000 to $3,000, which is not a lot, Swan.
You've got to start somewhere.
You've got to start somewhere. Yeah. And as this grows in popularity and more younger girls start playing the game, they come through like Auskick, like the boys do, the money will grow and grow and grow, and hopefully one day these girls won't have to be sparkies or they won't have to work at Coles.
That's right.
They'll be full-timers.
Shout out to Ellie Blackburn, who's an Aldi store manager.
What?
Mate, if she can get me some of those Wednesday specials, I am on board.
Beautiful. Hey, another new Swan. I know you love your cricket. You love your cricket, don't you? First test.
Jiminy cricket.
First test match over in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka versus Australia. I'm not going to go through the scores, but Australia's just got their noses in front.
Thank you.
The highlight of the day, Swan. The highlight of the day in the first test in Kandy was the Australian streaker. He's probably had a couple of too many drinks. And he's decided to run on the field. Not during play. It was raining. There was a bit of a rain delay. So he thought he'd run on the field and slide over the covers. He slid for about 30 metres in the wet.
I love it.
Yes. Yes, we all love that as a kid, don't we?
Yes. Yes, we do.
But I'll tell you what, the authorities didn't love it. Now, you may. Obviously, he had the front court.
Yeah.
You know what happens here in Australia when you front court for being a streaker?
No, I don't really know what the ramifications are.
$5,000.
Wow. God, I suppose that means it's wrong. No. I had no idea.
This man, Sri Lanka, 3,000. 3,000 rupiah.
Which is what?
$27.
Correct.
$27.
That is correct.
Now, Swan.
Who cares about a nude guy going on the slip and slide?
Well,
not me.
I'm not sure about a nude guy, but I remember back in 2007, about round 22, a couple of Pommy backpackers come out, Swan, in the lingerie, or in their underwear, and they come hurling onto the Gabba.
All right.
Straight down to the big centre forward, the big number 16, come down and say g'day.
Jay Brown.
I said, let him off.
Good morning, Melbourne.
We don't see much anymore, but
sadly,
I think they got off that day.
We've got to drop. I bet you they did. Is it just me, or is it very exciting to see someone nude in the wild?
Yes.
It doesn't happen often in your life. In fact, for me, it's only happened twice. And only one time it was completely by accident. So the first time I saw somebody nude.
So someone you don't know.
Someone you don't know, and just boom. Oh, my God, I'm looking at a nude person.
Get the binoculars out.
No, without binoculars. Oh, okay. So the first time was in my childhood home in East Hawthorne in Lura Grove. We backed on to another house and had a pool in their backyard.
Yeah.
We didn't have one. We just had the fence. And there was a pool. And there was a little hole, a knot in the fence. And the dad of the family would swim nude. And I would, like a terrible peeping Tom.
How old were you?
10.
How old was the bloke?
Oh, he must have been 40.
Oh, no.
I would push my little eyeballs right up to the hole to cop a look. And I thought it was the weirdest thing. And then I had a pool in one of my houses and I swam nude all the time. And the first time I swam nude, I thought, I understand that man. Yeah. He's in the privacy of his own home swimming nude. Why wouldn't you? Jeez. Wasn't expecting a 10-year-old to have her eyeball up to a knot in the
fence. How long were you there? Were you shocked or you hung around for a while?
I loved it. It's exciting to see a nude person.
This is weird.
Is that right?
Is it?
I think so, I'm not sure.
Did he look?
Isn't it? I don't know. Isn't it exciting to see a nude person?
Yeah. Swan, I got a theory on this. Did he look a bit like Chippy?
No, he didn't.
Like, did you set your tendencies then based on that 40-year-old man that's swimming nude in the pool?
No.
Who you would like growing up or as you got older, become a woman?
No, it wasn't. He looked more like Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet.
He was quite
hairless.
Who the hell's Tony Hadley?
You know, you are gold. Always believe in your soul. Anyway, lead singer.
That clears it up.
Let's say, you know.
Oh, yeah.
This one, yeah.
Do you know what the lead singer looks like? I do, because I've seen him nude in my backyard. Anyway, so that was the first time, and I sort of had to seek that out, you know. I'd be inside and I'd hear the splash of the pool and I'd... Dry grab.
Oh, no. Get out of it.
Out. Get out of it, you dirty rat. Anyway, so that's what I used to do. Maybe I was a dirty little bird. I don't know. But the second time I saw somebody nude was I was at a drive-thru at McDonald's here in Bridge Road.
Yes.
Not a word of a lie.
It's great McDonald's, that one.
Great Macca's, great coffee. And I was getting a coffee, and it was about 7 years ago, and I'm just waiting for my coffee to be made, and right in front of me, riding a bike at 4:30 in the morning was a completely naked man.
What?
Hurting him.
Yep.
No overcoat?
No, nothing. Completely nude. Nude as the day he was born, just riding a bike.
Happy
as where
Larry.
To or where from, I do not know.
How old was this man?
30s. A young man. Jeez. And he just had this cheeky nonchalance. You know, like it was no big thing.
Naked bum on bike seat.
He was coming home from a bucks night.
Maybe he was. I don't know. But his face, I looked at him and I looked at everything. And then I looked at his face and I thought, your face is telling me that at some point of your journey, you've said to yourself, you understand that you're nude, but if you just pretend you're not, then you're going to bloody get away with this. And off he went.
His
face was acting as if he was clothed, but he was completely starkers.
Yeah, the invisible paint on.
The invisible suit.
The invisible suit. Oh, you love that at about 4 o'clock every morning at the nightclub.
What a man.
Haven't we all had that suit on?
Nova, Chrissy Swan, Sam Pang and Jonathan Brown.
Okay, so get ready.
Chrissy's celebrity stuff.
Don't you love it when celebrities do stuff that you do?
Yes.
I love that. Lord, who I'm a big fan of, she's a singer. She takes Ubers. She takes Ubers. I do believe that Ubers might have changed my life.
Yeah.
They are good. I love talking to them about what they do in real life. What's their jobs?
I agree. My Uber driver last night that took me to the Jam Factory for the Bachelor extravaganza, so smart. He's making this unbelievable app that, this has nothing to do with Lord, by the way, but how's this for a great idea?
This is better than Lord, anyway.
You've an app. It's sort of a plug-in for eBay, which shows you what's near you. So you know how sometimes you want a chest of drawers or a bed, something heavy that you can't post, and eBay will find all of that stuff for you, but then the one you want's in Adelaide and you're like, oh, my God, I'm not paying $300 to get it. This one, it shows you, it's called Stumble Over Stuff, and it shows you where the big items are close to you so you can organise delivery. And also there's a thing in-app that organises delivery. You can just go, bang, I'll have it delivered.
So when's it coming out?
Soon. How good is that?
It's a great idea.
Clever man.
We should just do that. Those sort of things. Your Uber specials instead of entertainment news at 6:30. Yes.
Someone kill his mic. How very dare he?
Sorry, Brown.
How very dare you? Well, here, let's talk about other things apart from football. Then you're up the shitter, aren't you?
His mic's still off. Do you want it back on?
No, I don't. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Anyway, Lord takes Ubers, people. Lord takes Ubers, and the Uber driver that she had recently had someone else in her had a huge celebrity in his car and he was going, oh, I just had a big celebrity in my car.
Yeah.
She was like, what am I? Chop liver. Because she's from New Zealand.
Liver.
Hey, last night. You can have his put his mic on again.
Sorry, Brown.
Last night, The Bachelor.
Funny,
thanks, mate.
Good on you.
Thanks.
Well
done. Good on you. last night, The Bachelor started again. I'm excited. I'm born anew because this is my thing. This was the highlight from the show.
Look at you, why don't twirl all on you? Crazy as this may be, how about a man of mystery? Look at you. My heartbeat is forever new. Can't wait to share this magic with you.
That was Eliza, right? Now, I didn't tweet much last night. That is going to change. I will be live tweeting this series, as I have for every series. But I did throw out one tweet last night, and it was very simple. It just said, Eliza, never leave me.
She's,
I'm sorry, but that is a little slice of heaven.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll keep her in the show.
Well, we can...
Clearly Richie's not going to choose her.
Clearly not.
She's a lunatic.
All we can hope for is some extra time.
Chrissy, Sam and Brownie. Made for Melbourne. Nova 100.
Bachelor Series 4 started last night and already we've got some casualties. Amy from Melbourne was one of the first out and she joins us now. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Chrissy.
We've got so many questions to ask you because you've been in the inner sanctum. Look at her. She's nervous. Now, first up, do you get a limo each or do you have to share?
We do share. I was in the car with three other girls.
What?
and what? You just ferry one out she and then you wait in the limo? Or?
You do wait. So one walks in and she does her thing. She does her dance with the man on stage and the next one goes in and, you know, sometimes the air conditioner gets turned off.
How long does that take?
It felt like it took an eternity, especially I was the last one out of the car and the air conditioner did get turned off on me because it was affecting the microphones. And so I'm sitting in this car, humidity to the max and absolutely sweltering.
Oh my God.
And I was sitting there, I thought, I've got nothing for the camera right now.
I can't imagine chafe is a problem for you, but that wouldn't have been good for me at all.
A little bit of moo goo.
A little bit of moo goo in there.
I used to hate that. The first few weeks of pre-season was like that. Sorry. Well, Vaseline. We're putting the Vaseline. Swan knows what we're talking about.
Mate, I know all about it. Now, you talk about that, the moment that you see Richie and you do your thing, the pressure must be enormous to make an impression. We know The Bachelor's Richie, but at that stage you didn't know.
No.
What was your reaction when you saw him? Because he's the first Bachelor that we've known. All the others, no one knew who he was, but because he's a recycled Bachelor from the Bachelorette season, what did you think? Were you aware of his work?
I was definitely aware of the Cool Bananas.
Yes.
And then I was very quickly brought into the Radelaide.
Yes.
And I think you'll be introduced to Crikey in the future.
Yes. It doesn't seem like your sort of guy. I don't think that you're missing out here, Amy. There's a lot of sass. I can imagine Amy with like someone, you know, a bit slicker than Richie.
I would have thought. But look, he's a very lovely person.
He's beautiful.
He is, and there's never going to be a question about that.
No.
But yeah, not entirely for me.
No, so you don't seem disappointed.
No, not at all. It was a great experience to have, and I think it made it a lot easier on the night. The fact that I knew he wasn't the kind of person for me, so I didn't need to engage in any of that competition with the other girls.
And yeah, right.
I just sat back and took it all in, and was just a keen observer, really.
What about the girls jumping over the top of each other, though? When they go and try and take Richie away,
yeah,
to get a little.
It's like
a
litter
chat.
Of puppies.
That happened.
Jeez, it was happening all night last night.
It really was. That was also entertaining to watch. And you see girls kind of lurking around corners and just hovering, thinking, now's my chance. When is it going to be next? And then obviously some come charging through when they see an open opportunity. And it's all on.
I want to talk to you about Lady Eliza.
Look at you, why don't twirl for all on view? Crazy as this may be, how about a man of mystery?
No.
Look at you,
My heartbeat is forever new. Can't wait to share this magic with you.
Just in case you didn't watch The Bachelor last night, that was Eliza's idea of a good introduction. What do you think about that, Amy?
She's a very courageous girl. I think that's a really commendable quality to have.
Who can't sing?
Wouldn't you go with your strengths? That's my only thing.
Maybe she feels that was her strength.
Wow. Well, can I tell you, I love her. I love her. I've got all the time in the world for her. Obviously, Richie's not going to pick her. That is clear.
Yes.
But for the sake of us, the viewers, I really hope she gets a run.
Oh, you'll be seeing some more.
Great.
Should have gone with this, Eliza.
Oh, my God. She went for an original composition and she should have gone for this.
Should have gone with Daryl.
You're spot on.
Hey, they would have shut the show down. She would have won. Richie would have declared her straight away.
Richie and his crikey would have taken her all the way.
Oh, my God.
Real quick, is Kira a psycho?
Kira. Kira's the one who said this.
Yep, here it is.
I don't get it. Why would you sing?
My heartbeat is forever new.
She don't even have a good voice.
Can't wait to share this magic with you.
So embarrassing.
Hashtag slay.
I mean, to be fair, I don't think anything Kira said was, you know, out of the question. So I think she was quite honest and probably thinking of what a lot of people were saying. She actually just verbalised it.
I love Kira. Who is your money on to take this out?
Money's on Alex.
Alex, yes.
Yes.
So she got the white rose last night. She is a single mum from the peninsula here.
Yes.
In Victoria. And I saw something happened when they met on the path that correct. Reminded me of Snez and Sam.
Yes, it was very sweet. It'll just be interesting to see how they play out the fact Richie's been a little bit vocal about not being ready for children, and obviously she does have a five-year-old
mate,
in the mix. But
grow up, Richie. Also,
I think he will.
Before the end of the season, he is going to put one away with Alina. There you go. My money's on that.
The white rose one night, you reckon?
The hottie in the jumpsuit. My God, I would sleep with her. She's amazing.
One more bit of audio, and I'm sorry, Amy, but...
Natalie, Amy, you didn't receive a rose. Please take some time to say goodbye.
I bet you were devastated.
You missed the best part. He actually then mouthed the words, I'm sorry, which made it even more hilarious.
Oh.
Thanks, mate.
Atta girl.
Get more Chrissy, Sam and Brownie on Facebook and Instagram. Made for Melbourne. Nova.
I'm actually still not match fit for my early mornings. I can't do a late night and back it up with an early morning. Like last night, I was out with you guys, dear listeners, watching The Bachelor at the Jam Factory. It was heaven.
Yeah.
But today I'm at work. I'm forgetting words. Like I go, hey, Dino, can you...
So you are a wordsmith, Swan.
No, this
and I've got nothing. I'm like a sloth.
This is because of the hours we do. Your
I think
brain,
so.
Your brain is not right.
It's like a car that goes...
Yes.
I'll take you out for a night out, Swan.
I'll bet you.
Get home about 12, 1 o'clock.
You got...
About a dozen crownies.
Oh,
see how you go the next morning.
Holy
You'll be perfect.
I want you both to imagine Victoria Street going towards the city.
Yes.
Up the hill.
Yes.
Smith Street, you turn right to go to Macca's.
Yes.
You know exactly in your head.
Mate, I have tread that path many times.
9:40 in the morning. Rock up there to turn right.
Yeah.
Mm. Three sets of lights come and go. I'm like, this is... I know traffic's bad, but I'm losing it. I'm about to explode.
Yeah. Oh, as Brownie says, oh, I'm about to explode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I take a look at the... The two cars in front of me.
Yeah.
And they're parked. They're parked cars.
Oh, my God.
I'm carrying on. And then I just had to eat my humble pie, reverse.
It's a great line. Yeah. Come on, mate. It's a great line.
Just go
oh,
down.
My God.
So your brain isn't right because of these
oh
hours.
Oh, my God. I love it.